It's what footy punters want to know before the weekend's games. Welcome to the Footy Late Mail.
And on this Friday morning in Melbourne Town, g'day from JT. Welcome to a Footy Late Mail. Round 18, there are three very interesting games on this weekend, but that's just my opinion. Let's get Adam White into the conversation to tell us what he thinks. Morning, Whitey.
Yeah, good morning, John. I agree. I think there are three massive games with huge ramifications for the season, but there have been these little sort of slip-up games for clubs over the last month, which has meant that it's kept everything very much more unpredictable than we probably thought it was going to be when things were starting to settle down there about 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Those are your unforced error matches, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
And how telling some of those are going to be.
Absolutely. And we've only got to go back last week to Hawthorn losing to Brisbane and the ramifications that that might have on the season, and particularly for Hawthorn. But I think it was last week there were, I should have probably written this down before I talked to you, but I think there was about 5 upsets.
Most upsets in many years.
Yeah, so we certainly didn't bet to a profit based on the suggestions that we had this time last week, but there were some unpredictable results. And I certainly think this week as well we're going to have, I think, games that, you know, we can focus on the three main ones that will have these ramifications that we're talking about, but there will be a game where we think it's just a foregone conclusion and it will be anything but. And it's very hard to predict what that one will be, which is sort of in keeping with the last couple of seasons with unpredictable results. And it's just the best way to describe that, and we may have talked about this a little bit last week, but if we use the Richmond Giants game as a reference and the Collingwood Essendon game as a reference from 2 weeks ago, it does show how even the competition is, that while Richmond was on top of the ladder and Collingwood was second, you know, the Giants were 11th and Essendon were 12th, that they really took it up to the teams that were outside the eight, really took it up to the top two teams in the competition. So in a way, it's almost the discipline of the good teams to not have those unforced error games. They're the ones that are going to find themselves in the top four at the end of the year. And I think the other thing too is just how important injuries are going to play on the season.
Well, that's going
and
to
we've
be...
seen that with Adelaide and the Giants. That now
and
they're
West Coast.
To get... Yep. But now Adelaide and Giants are starting to get their players back. They're making this late run towards the finals.
Mm.
And as you said, with West Coast, they lost those three games in a row because of the players that they had out of the team at the time.
All right, let's go through them one by one. We start tonight over at Etihad. 15th play first. It's the Saints and the Tigers. I think we know what the market's going to be. $6 Saints, Richmond 114.
Yeah, the line's 36.5 here. Now, we were talking about this on the Breakfast Club this morning. I think St Kilda have got a sneaky chance in this match. But it's one of those ones that it's really hard to bet on St Kilda, even at the line at 36.5, because St Kilda could be in the game for three quarters.
And then
Richmond just blow them away in the last quarter, yeah. And you're losing the last 5 minutes of the match. The reason why I think St Kilda's a sneaky chance here is that, just purely and simply on history, St Kilda beat Richmond really easily last year. If you remember, it was, 14-1 at half time. And then they met later in the year, and Richmond got a really good start at the MCG, and St Kilda couldn't peg them back. But again, it was a competitive match after a slow start from St Kilda. And then when they met this year in round 10, St Kilda led by 3 goals and looked like they were going to beat Richmond when Richmond was flying and St Kilda was going really poorly. So for whatever reason, and I think it's more about the fact St Kilda really try and take the game up to Richmond and try and move the ball as quickly as possible against the Tigers. And with nothing to lose, and with the game at Etihad Stadium, and with St Kilda having won 3 of their last 4 games, I reckon the Saints will go in there thinking, you know what, we're just going to take the game on, nothing to lose, who knows? Mm. And if they go in with that mentality and start well, I think they can be really in the match. So my betting suggestion here is to take St Kilda plus 36.5, only a small bet, because Richmond has that ability to really grind a team into the dirt in the last sort of 15 minutes if they are on top. So that's the caveat about not betting too much.
But okay, yeah. It's 175, Richmond 36 plus. All right, tomorrow at the G, 3rd play 9th. What a crucial game this is. Pies 152 with Tab. Ruse a $2.60. The line is just 12.5.
Yeah, North Melbourne a really settled lineup, despite the fact they just went down to Sydney last week. No change for the Kangaroos. Collingwood, they've got Mason Cox back. Who would have thought even 10 weeks ago, we'd be talking about how important it is that Mason Cox is back in the Collingwood team.
Indeed.
But it is a bit that way. They definitely missed him last week structurally. I'm going with North Melbourne here. as an outside and as an outsider. So I certainly think their value around that sort of 250, 260 mark. I don't think there's a lot between these two teams. I was a bit disappointed with how Collingwood fell away in that game against West Coast after a promising start.
Capitulated is what I'd call it.
Yeah, and I just wonder in this game how much they'll miss Lyndon Dunn and how they're going to be able to stop Ben Brown if Majak Dore plays forward.
He's a star, Ben Brown. He is a dead set star.
Well, he's kicked 10 goals more than anyone else. So you know,
and people are saying, well, how has that happened? Well, just watch some of the games and the marks that he takes, and his kicking efficiency has just improved out of sight this year.
Yeah, no, he's a very good player, and you know, Jack Zeeble's playing well in the forward line. I mentioned Majak Dore, who kicked 4 goals last week, so you know, you've got to be taking him seriously. You know, there's a lot of focus on Collingwood's forward line because it is so unpredictable and hard to stop with what they've done this year with those small and medium-sized forwards. But I rate North Melbourne's defence, and I think that if the Kangaroos can, it's not so much break even, but be competitive in the midfield and not let Collingwood star players really take control of the game, I think the Kangaroos are right in this game, and I think they're great value.
At the $2.60 with Tab. Up in Sydney, fourth place, 17th, the Swans and the Suns. It's $1.03 Sydney. Gold Coast at $15. The line there is a whopping 61.5 points.
Yeah, look, I'm not keen to get involved in this one. I think we've got to remember with Sydney, they've still got a lot of really important players that are out of their team at the moment from an experience point of view. There's no doubt this is an opportunity for Sydney to improve their percentage, but they aren't at full strength, and Sydney aren't a team that wins, you know, by big margins a lot of the time. I see this game, Sydney will get up by 4 or 5 goals in the first half.
And then just coast.
Yeah, win between 5 and 8 goals. But certainly they have the artillery with some of their forwards to kick a big score against a team that's really been struggling. But it's just not something Sydney often does.
This is an intriguing game. 12th v 13th, Bombers versus the Dockers. Bombers must win to keep their faint finals hopes alive. $1.14, Frio at $6. This match, of course, at Etihad. The line's 37.5, Adam.
Yeah, look, Fremantle surprised a lot of people beating Port Adelaide last week. That was a really good performance from Frio, considering the players that are out of their team. And I speak mainly of Fife and also Sandilands, but there's a lot of other experienced players that are either not selected anymore or are out of the team injured.
Are Frio similar to Brisbane now with regard to a coaching ethos? We've got nothing to lose. The season's blown. Let's throw some young players on the park and see what happens.
I think there's absolutely no doubt that Frio have gone through a real heavy transition this year. And
it's been a quick one, hasn't it?
It has, and I think that there's a lot of really good young players that Ross Lyon now has at his disposal, and he's certainly giving them a lot more opportunity. But what we've seen with Fremantle is that they've been quite good at home, but they've generally struggled away from home, travelling with such a young team. And considering if you look at Essendon's side at the moment, it is settled. They've won 6 of their last 8 games. They aren't the team they were in the first couple of months of the season. They are much more predictable. They should just turn up and win this game quite comfortably. Again, just without Joe Danaher, it's a question of how big they can win by. I'd be more comfortable in taking Essendon over 15.5 points at $1.40 in a multi option rather than trying to sort of jump into the line.
It's RSN 927's Footy Late Mail.
With Adam Ott and JT looking at round 18, we're up to Saturday night at the Gabba. The all-conquering Lions win, win, win in the last 3. Take on the Crows. This is a really good match, Adam. $2.40 the Lions. The Crows are $1.60. The line is just 8.5.
I think the odds are about right here. I am picking Adelaide to win. I think at the end of the day, while the Brisbane Lions have won their last 3 and have been very impressive in those victories, and again, no change here, so they've got good continuity with their team, Adelaide's playing for its life. I don't think they're quite good enough to...
This is crucial. They must. Yeah. This is just not negotiable as a win, Adam.
Yeah, so I'm not saying they're not good enough to make the finals. The question is whether they've left themselves too much work to do to be able to make the finals. They've had
6 rounds
left.
Too
many losses, you know, to be able to mathematically get in there, because I think they're going to have to win at least 5 of their last 6 to even just be a chance. No Walker, you look at that and you go, maybe not. But look,
he hasn't fired all year, Adam.
No, he hasn't. I just look back to the fact that if you examine what Adelaide's done over the last 2 or 3 weeks, they've played some extremely good football. And I think if they were to play at that quality on Saturday night, tomorrow night against Brisbane, even though the game is at the Gabba, it will be enough to win. And I think at the end of the day, with too much at stake, the Crows should just get over the line. But I wouldn't be jumping into it with any great confidence at the $1.60, paying enough respect to what Brisbane have been like over the last month.
The other Saturday night game, this is an absolute ripper down at the old Cadinia Park. It's 8th v 6th, the Cats hosting the Demons. Odds here, the Cats are a 155, D's are at 250, the line's 11.5.
I'm going to make Geelong the best bet of the weekend. I think they'll win at home and win quite well. I think they'll cover that minus 11.5 point line. I think Geelong back at GMHBA Stadium, where they still play their best football. Melbourne without Viney, but also now without Hibbert, and we know about Lever. I just think it leaves them a little vulnerable in defence. Now, I think Tom Hawkins is playing the best footy of almost his life at the moment. He really is playing extremely well.
He's their standout forward now, isn't he?
Yep.
Clearly.
So if you package him up with Menzel and Dangerfield up against Melbourne's defence, which I think is their weakest part of their game, at home, I just think Geelong's going to do it fairly comfortably. There's been, and you know, we've talked about it over the last week, there's been a fair bit of criticism thrown at Geelong after that loss to Adelaide. But I think once the dust has settled on that and you take the emotion out of the game, Adelaide just played really well. It wasn't as though Geelong were terrible. It was a high-quality game of football.
Mm.
And if Geelong brings that same level this week at home against Melbourne, I think they'll win quite comfortably. So the Demons have still got a bit to prove. It would be a great scalp and an important scalp if they were to win the match. I don't think it's necessarily season over if they don't win.
No.
I don't subscribe to the theory they have to win this game. It is Geelong at Geelong. They're hard to beat, particularly after a loss, and I think the Cats will be too good.
Mm. Okay, Sunday at Etihad, 18th play, 10th. It's Carlton v Hawthorn. Odds here at $6 Carlton, $1.14 Hawthorn. The line is 37.5. The Blues were just horrible last week. I think Hawthorn will blow them away.
Yeah, I agree. I'm very surprised the line's only 37.
I did sit and watch some of that St Kilda-Carlton match before I turned on to Midsummer Murders or something else to have some entertainment.
Bargain Hunter.
Well, exactly, or Antique Roadshow. Yeah. Carlton, look, I know they're in transition. Being a Melbourne supporter, I know exactly how they feel, but they're going to be hopelessly outgunned on Sunday.
You would think so. I think it'll be a fairly defensive game of football. I think Carlton will try and make it as defensive as possible and try and frustrate Hawthorn, but Hawthorn were really disappointing last week. Let's be clear.
That was probably the worst game they've played at York Park.
Yeah, well, particularly because they were 3 goals up and then letting 10 of the last 12 goals.
Mm.
That would have really hurt the Hawks. I think they'll bounce back and win well. Just that forward line with Bruce and Gunston and Roughhead, they're going to kick a score that Carlton just are not going to be able to even get close to. So, as I said, I'm surprised the line's not higher than 36 points. So if you are in front by that game, maybe have a few dollars on Hawthorn, either over 39.5 points or over the line at 36.
And on Sunday afternoon over in the West, it's the Eagles second taking on the Bullies, who are 14th. Odds here, 109 Eagles, Bulldogs are at $8. The line here is 41.5. No Nick Nat, but they've got their big three back, which is a real, real plus for the Eagles.
Yeah, and that's what's going to make it hard for the Bulldogs. It's just the scoring power issues that the Dogs have. I actually think the Bulldogs have been a lot better over the last sort of 5 or 6 weeks, much more competitive around the contest. But at the end of the day, they don't have the forwards to be able to match what West Coast is going to be able to do at their end of the ground with Darling and Kennedy and Lacroix and Cripps, etc. So they'll be able to cover Nat Nui without too many problems at home. I think the Bulldogs might be in it for maybe a quarter, maybe a half. But at the end of the day, the Bulldogs will run out and win fairly comfortably from a betting proposition because they're so short and the line's so high. It's hard to really get excited about too much. Maybe you have a look at... No, I'm just going to leave it, actually.
And the last game at the Adelaide Oval, 5th v 7th. This is an absolute ripper. Both these teams have won 4 of their last 5. It's the Power against a revitalised Giants, and the odds, well, 170, Port Adelaide. Giants are 220, and the line is just 6.5.
Yeah, this is an interesting one here. I'm with Port Adelaide. I think we've got to be a bit careful of overreacting to one game. They were very disappointing against Fremantle last week. It was really wet to start the game. They just couldn't get into the game early and get their game going. And as a result of that, they were sort of always up against it. They got 2 injuries in the first half. So I just think I think there's just been an overreaction to one game. Port Adelaide have won 7 of their 8 games at Adelaide Oval this year. The only loss was to Geelong early in the season. I still think Port Adelaide are clearly a top 4 team, particularly when they're playing at home. And while I really respect the Giants, and I think the Giants are playing really well, you gave their recent record before. They've only just had a win at the Adelaide Oval against the Crows 4 or 5 weeks ago. They're starting to get their players back. I think it'll be a competitive game, but I think at home, and if you look at what Port Adelaide have done over the entire season, I'm prepared to forgive one bad loss and expect them to bounce back and win at home.
All right, Adam, we've looked at round 18. Where do we make some money for the listeners at the tab this weekend?
Okay, the best bet for me for the weekend is Geelong minus 11.5 against Melbourne to get myself that $1.90. I also do like, at the price, Port Adelaide $1.70. I think they should be a fair bit shorter than that. I do think it'll be a good game, but I think Port Adelaide should be closer to $1.50. So $1.70 to me represents value. Upset chance, I think, is North Melbourne against Collingwood. And I do think that St Kilda can get within the 36.5 point line of the Tigers tonight. I think St Kilda will be a lot more competitive than most people think. So they are my main plays. From a multi-point of view, if you're looking at sort of linking a few together, I'd be looking at things like Essendon over 15.5 points, Hawthorn over 24.5 or just even over 15.5 points, and maybe do the same with the West Coast Eagles. If you do those three over 15.5 points, you're going to get yourself even money for those three.
Well, sounds like a plan to me. Well done, Whitey. We'll talk next week.
Thank you, John.
You can hear the Footy Late Mail again on iTunes, on Facebook, and on the podcast page at rsn.net.au.